Hi everyone, I'm Dan Albers and welcome here to the Cougar Wrap, our very last Cougar Wrap for the year, and I'm joined with the head coach of the UC Claremont Cougars and Steve Ellis. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate you doing this.
Last time we talked, I don't think at the time we knew if you were going to make the tournament or not, and try to be the first time that UC Claremont, I believe, I want to say it was 7 years that they've been in the tournament, and unbelievably enough, you guys did get in the tournament. You get a 3 seed, and you take on a Vermont Tech team. How exciting was that for your staff and for your kids to finally get that, knowing that you're going to the tournament?
It was very exciting, and we had the selection show at the college there, Claremont, and we watched that, and it was just rewarding for, you know, everybody involved that, you know, the 4 years we've been there, the hard work has paid off, and we were able to make it to the tournament after having a great season that we had.
Yeah, and you guys ended up getting there a little bit early. I know the tournament was kind of weird. It started more or less on a Sunday, and it didn't start over the weekend. So you guys left a little early. It was held in Uniontown, I believe, Pennsylvania. They had other events that were going on there before the official start of the tournament. And one of them, you had a couple guys on your team that participated in one of the three-point shooting contest in Court Justice. And then you had John Eichholz that was in a slam dunk contest. Pretty cool for those two guys to be involved in that.
It was very cool. You know, both those guys were really excited to be involved in this, and they represented us very well, and Court was fortunate enough to make it to the finals in the three-point shooting contest, and he did very well in the finals, but the other guy had made the money balls, which count for more points, and that's the only reason why Court lost. So we were real happy for him, and I know they were excited as well.
Yeah, and the other thing that was really cool, too, is that they announced some other things, too, that were going on, and they announced the All-American teams, and again, you had the same two guys again that had great years for you, and especially, you know, you had Court Justice that made first-team All-American, averaged 19 points a game, 50% field goal for shooting, and 46.9 on the three-pointer. So what a phenomenal year for him. And then you also had John Eichholz, 18 points a game, 51.2 on a field goal percentage, and 36.5 on a three-point. Guys just had a great year, and again, they got rewarded for their hard work.
Both very well deserved this honor, Danny. The way that it works, you know, the players get nominated, but you can't vote for your own players. And out of 55 teams in our division, there's only 10 players that make first team, 10 players that make second team, 10 players that make honorable mention, and we were fortunate enough to have two players that made first team with John and Court, and I was extremely happy for them to be rewarded with that because they very much deserved it.
Yeah, one thing, you know, thing that's, that kind of gets overlooked on all these things when they do All-Americans and all that, but you had three guys that made academic All-American, and that says something really special when you can balance your schoolwork with your basketball, and you had JT Meyer, Alex Kagan, and Jackson Gregory all made academic All-American, and that really speaks volumes right there, too.
It does, and you know, we feel good about the players that we've brought on and that we've recruited, that they're not only good basketball players, but they're excellent students. And it was proven, I think, second or third home game after Christmas when they honored some players that had at least a 3.0 or higher, and we had seven players, I think, that had a 3.0 or so. Felt real good about that, but then when we got down to the end of the year and they have the academic All-Americans, when we had the banquet there that I'm sure you'll talk about, they honored the academic All-American as well there, and we represented well there. There was no team there that had more academic All-Americans than we did.
That's pretty special. But I think the one thing that I was very, very proud of and happy for, one of the big ones for me was when you were named Division II Coach of the Year. Steve, what an honor, and words can't describe how proud I am of you.
Well, you know what, Danny, I appreciate that, and besides the fact that it was completely surprising to me, at least. I thought that was going elsewhere, and so I really didn't give too much thought to it. But, you know, I really share that, Danny, with everybody. I share that with the coaching staff. I share that with the players. I share that with you. And it's really been fun to get to the point to where we ended up this year. And to get that reward was very humbling. And it was a combination of all the hard work we put in by the coaching staff and the players and everybody involved. So I appreciate you saying that, but I share that with everyone.
Yeah, and that's just an unbelievable honor. And again, all the things that have been happening with the success that you've had, you know, getting on local news and all that stuff. And they actually did mention at your banquet that, you know, you were big with the media and everything like that. And that just speaks volumes of your program. And it's only gonna help everything with recruiting and then the notice and all that stuff. So it's just for all this to happen to you guys on that weekend wraps up that season and makes it very special.
Yeah, it was very special. And I was, you know, as you can imagine, I was on cloud nine getting that award, but accepting it for everybody. And that, you know, guys like, you know, Kyle Black and Doug Ass, who had a huge part in it, and yourself in helping promote the program and the live streams that you do, it's just, you know, a huge feather in our cap to continue to promote the college and to promote, you know, good student athletes and to try to, you know, bring some talent in there to get back to that tournament and win a national championship.
Absolutely. Let's kind of get into that now. The game, you get into the game. We played Vermont Tech. I believe they were a sixth seed, and honestly, it was a battle. The two of the top scoring teams in USCAA, Virginia Tech comes in with a 93.7 average points per game. You come in with a 94.3. And I tell you what, if you like scoring, the game did not disappoint at all. But unfortunately, you guys were on the short end of the stick, losing 108 to 100.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a track meet, and you know, we knew that it was going to be hard to slow them down, but you know, I felt like we did a pretty decent job of limiting their threes. But you know, whenever they were open, they knocked them down. They shot, I think, 57% for the game.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like every time, you know, we made a run, they had an answer for it. I thought we played a pretty good game. I was really happy with one back and watching the game, and you know, I thought we played well, but that was a really good team, and they shot lights out, I think if we played five more minutes, the game could have had a different outcome. I think if we played them 10 times, we probably win five times.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it was that particular night that counted, and they came out on the winning end.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say earlier, was that what you kind of said there for me. Just seemed like every time that you guys got that momentum and things started to look like they were going to shift your way, they had an answer, and that was kind of the difference of the game. Usually in games like that you've had in the past where you guys have made that run or come back, that's really propelled you guys on to win the game. Well, that didn't happen this night. They had some big answers for your runs.
Yeah, they have great players. They have some guys that made first team All-American as well. And you know, we knew it was going to be a tough game, and you know, matching up, you know, the two top scoring teams in the nation is a tough opening round.
Yeah.
For either team, and a lot of respect for Vermont Tech, and you know, they were in the Final Four last year, and they brought all starting lineup back, and so you know, we're hoping to you know, do the same thing next year, because we think we can bring all of our stars back and we can make even more noise next year.
Yeah, like you said, Steve, they shot 55% in the first half. Then in for the game, like you said, 57.6. I think the tailing part of this was they went to the free throw line 39 times and made 28 free throws. That kind of helped a lot, too.
Yeah, that's one of the things, you know, our Achilles heel all year, Danny, as you know, has been, you know, we're outsized just about every game, and, you know, guys are driving into hoop, we're doing our best to keep them in front of us and to limit their shots and their points, obviously, because we know that we're going to score, and, you know, that's been successful for us for a large part of the season, and you go up against a team that's a little more athletic than you and has more size, and then at the, oh yeah, by the way, they average, you know, 93.5 points a game. That's a tall tale, and we were right there. You know, we got it. It was 3-point game under 2 minutes, and, you know, if the ball bounces one way or the other, we come out on top, and unfortunately it didn't. But I couldn't be any prouder of our effort and how our team stuck together even when we got down, and you know, how we just kept battling all the way to the end.
Yeah, you guys, I believe at one point you might have been down 17. You cut it to 3. And I think it was when Court Justice hit a 3-pointer, and then they come down and they called a questionable at best foul. A guy looked like he kind of threw his legs out, and they called a foul, and he ends up going to the free throw line and makes 3. It's a 6-point ball game, and that kind of knocked the wind out of your guys' sail. But, you know, as you said, they played lights out, and just, but a great effort for coming back for your kids.
Yeah, you know, and we had a couple games, as you remember, this year where we were down, you know, double digits, and, you know, even like in this game, we were down 17, which in most cases that seems like a, you know, like the ball game's over for the most part, but it didn't feel that way for us. I knew that we could score. I knew that we can come back. I knew we were going to keep battling, and we did. And we got it back, and, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, when we battle back like that, we usually end up coming back out on top because we got the momentum. But the other team's a really, really good team, and they could score, and they answered the call every time we came back.
Yeah, they had one guy in particular that kind of was a you know, kind of hurt a little bit, was Drake Perry. I think he ended up 11 for 18 from the field, 6 for 7 from the free throw line, and ended up with 30 points. And he was one of the ones that seemed like he made the baskets when they really needed it.
Well, yeah, and the funny thing is, Dave, just like us, where we had, you know, pretty much balanced scoring across the board, we, almost all 5 of our starters were averaging double digits. So same thing with them, and he was one of the ones that I don't want to say that we weren't concerned about, but we were. You know, our attention was more towards a couple other players, and we limited them. We just didn't limit, you know, this guy that was, you know, mainly like their 4th or 5th score.
Yeah. You know, and I think the other thing that I was a little bit surprised was that the rebounding, they had 30 defensive rebounds. I didn't realize it was that many. I mean, but that all comes, I believe, to missed shots, don't you think?
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, they were bigger than us. They were more athletic than us. You know, and believe it or not, overall for the game, we out-rebounded them.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, like you said, they went to the line, free throw line, 39 times. And so that makes it, you know, you're scoring with the clock stopped. That makes it, you know, tougher on the other end.
Absolutely. Well, you guys ended up having 5 guys in double figures. You had Court Justice led the way with 31. He kind of got on fire towards the end. You had Gray Marsh with 21. He had a really good game. Clay Spivey had 17. John Eichholz had 13. And Jackson Gregory had 10. So good scoring from your guys. It was a little bit too late. But those guys pretty much have been the guys that have helped you as long with your bench.
Yes, and you know, we usually find a guy that's hot, and you know, we stepped it up on the defensive end the last 10 minutes of the game, but you know, you can't say enough about Court Justice and some of the shots that he was making that helped, you know, propel us back, and Jackson Gregory hit a big 3 as well, and so it was fun to watch, and you know, I wasn't surprised by, you know, the effort and the fact that, you know, we were still playing confident coming back, and, you know, I was just sorry that we couldn't get over the hump there at the end.
Yeah, but you talk about that, and this tells a lot about you and Kyle and Doug as coaches and players. After that, there was another game. There was a consolation game after coming off a tough loss, and you guys could have just folded up camp, played, and you know, did what, but they didn't do that. Boys came out and really showed how much they care about the players and coaches and everybody. And they went out and they won against, I think it was number 18, Berkeley, who I think they won a couple national championships. You went out there beating them 92-79. So that really shows something when your kids can bounce back like that and still play a really, really good game.
Well, yeah, and I was, you know, probably as proud for their efforts in that second game and how they approached it as I was for that first game against Vermont, because, you know, it was really tough in the locker room, Danny, as you can imagine, and you know, they took the night to kind of be down about losing him. Then, we talked about it, and we came back the next day about, representing ourselves and who we are, and representing Alec Kagan, who was the lone senior on our team. It was going to be his last game ever as a collegiate player. And so, we wanted to go out, and prove to, who we are and win the game and play for Alec and play for each other. And it was fun to go out there and play another game. And then you play it, again, another tall task, literally. It was at Berklee College. Was, they outsized us and outmuscled us, and they had won the national title for the last 5 years.
Wow.
And so, you throw all those excuses on the table there, and we still had to go out there and play, and we went out there with as much heart and effort as I've ever seen, and we were able to knock down shots, which helped us, but just the effort and the togetherness was so much fun to watch.
Well, and like you just said, how cool was that Alec Kagan went out on top with that win, but not more importantly, he scored 10 points, played a lot of minutes to end his career, and that I'm sure the guys really love.
Yeah, well, you know what, he hit two threes earlier in the game to kind of get us going, and I wish you could see the film of not just the guys on the court high-fiving, but the bench going crazy for him, because they were so excited for him just to help the team, and that's what it's all about, Danny, and that's what's been so much fun this year. The wins are awesome, but just the way these guys came together and gelled and had no egos and played for each other, that was the fun part.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just go over this a little bit. The season comes to an end. You guys finish with a 24-5 record, number 3 in the nation. You go in the USCAA 15-2, and number 1 in points scored at 94.3, number 1 in steals at 12.8, top 5 in the nation in field goals made, field goal percentage, free throws, assists, and offensive rebounds, and a number 3 seed in the tournament. Steve, that is a phenomenal season, and again, we talked about it earlier, you just got to be very proud, but when you throw all that out there, I mean, if you would have said, hey, this is how your season's going to end, you would have taken that 1,000 times, I bet.
Yeah, when you say it like that, I just get excited just, thinking about it, because, it was such a fun ride, and just a great group of guys, the guys bought in, and they laid it on the line every single night, and in practice, we had competitions, and they laid it out there, and no matter if we were up or down, they were still giving the effort, still cheering for each other, I've had so many compliments that I'm so thankful for about, how our team plays, how hard they play, and how they play together, whether it be other coaches or referees or people in the stands or families or, my family, my wife, whoever it may be, and that's kind of what it's all about, Danny, and if I could, put this magic potion for this season, if I could bottle that up, and do it again next year, I would. Heartbeat.
Well, and saying that about next year, you got 12 of your 13 guys. Some guys might come, some go. It's always a changing roster, but you got to feel pretty good that you got some guys that that are going to come back and come after just having a big year. And how do you go about getting ready for the next year? I mean, you there's basically, like they always say, there's no time to rest. You got to start looking for kids for next year.
Yeah, and we have been basically since December, and we've felt pretty good at this point, and all along, quite frankly, that we're going to have a majority of the team coming back, and we feel really good about that. And so, if we can add players that maybe can help in some of our weaknesses, which would be like size, right, and defense. It doesn't hurt to add shooting, as we have found out. But that's what we've been looking at, and we've been talking to some high school players and some players that have been out of high school for a couple of years that are looking to transfer over, and we feel really good about it. And so we're going to meet with them coming up here. We were scheduled to do that, but the whole coronavirus has kind of put a stop on that for right now. And once this kind of boils over, we'll get back out of here sometime in April and look and see who we can add to the roster. And we're in the middle of working on our schedule for next year, and you know, which gets me excited right now that I want to start practice again. So yeah, we got a lot of things going right now. We just got to finalize who we're going to add and who's coming back, and then get ready for next year. And we're all excited from top to bottom.
Yeah, and you think about some of these freshmen, and you had come in, you had David Hunter come in, Jackson Gregory came in. I know I'm probably going to forget somebody, T. Meyer, John Eicholt, and all these guys. If you can get another group of freshmen come in like that, and then, you know, and they all get older, it's just going to be a beneficial to you. And the good thing about it is you're getting the local media, and you're also getting guys that know about this program, and it's just going to be a phenomenal. I think it's going to be not just going to be easier for you to recruit, but it's going to help a lot.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you know, when we looked at these teams in the national tournament, Danny, we were starting a couple freshmen and a couple sophomores, three sophomores, and we were playing teams that were starting juniors and seniors right in college. You know, so, you know, they had not just the size, but they had some experience, you know, under their belt. So, you know, we feel good about these guys coming back, and we feel good about the exposure. You know, winning helps with that, but we've been doing it all along, and you've been doing it, and everybody's been helping along the way, and you know, with the likes of, you know, the local Channel 5 and 19 who did some great stories on us, and Lance McAllister on WNW. It's been wonderful, and you know, we're hoping to, you know, continue that and to get some exposure for some high school players that are great talent and want to continue playing, because, you know, we've got a roster full of, you know, they're not misfits by any stretch. We got guys that were players of the year in their league. We have guys that were all state, guys, you know, from top to bottom, and they were the best players on their team coming out of high school. So we want to continue to add that and to continue, you know, what we feel good about doing, you know, which you and I have talked about many, many times about, you know, having, you know, good kids, good students, and guys that check their egos at the door and that are willing to come in and give unbelievable effort and play for each other. And that's exactly what these guys did. And that's why they had such a great year.
And I'm going to go ahead right now and just say thank you to these guys, Clay Spivey, Greg Marsh, David Hunter, English Dowry, Callie Dia, J.T. Meyer, Alan Kagan, Court Justice, Tyler Mitchell, John Eicholt, Jackson Gregory, Abdul Amadou, Kyle Black, you, Coach Steve Ellis, Doug Ass, and last but not least, Daniel Hennessy. What a special group this was, and I loved and enjoyed broadcasting these games, and I'm really looking forward to next year.
Well, I appreciate it, Danny, and everybody loves what you do, and as I've said before, you're just as much a part of it as anybody, and, you know, all top to bottom, including, you know, Daniel Hennessy, who's as much a part of it, and you know, feels the highs of winning and the excitement and the lows of losing. And that's what makes it so special and makes it feel so much like a family. And so I can't thank you enough for doing this podcast and all year and for being a part of the broadcast and doing the live streams and, you know, taking the time to come up to Pennsylvania to watch us and support us. I know the guys appreciate it, and I know I certainly do, but it's so fun, Dan, and I'm glad you're with us, and I'm looking forward to it like you are for next year.
Oh, I'm really, really looking forward to it. And then next year, we'll try to get started earlier in the podcast. We got a little late start on it, but I think everybody enjoyed it. We've got some pretty nice hits on there, everybody tuning in and listening. And I know Daniel always bugs me about when we're having the next podcast because he wants to listen to it. So we'll have that ready for him. But yeah, Steve, I really enjoyed it again this year, and can't wait. Like you said, maybe we'll catch up, you know, off season just to kind of do a refresher, just to kind of know what's going on and where everybody, and hopefully by then the coronavirus will be over by then.
Yeah, and one thing I can't forget to mention, Danny, is a huge thanks to the families of the coaches and the players, and also a special thanks to Brian Sullivan, who
absolutely
has supported us and supported you through all this, and has given me the opportunity to do what I love to do, and so I'm as fortunate, as thankful as anybody for Brian letting me do this. So we're excited, and I can't wait to talk to you again next time about this.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I got to give a quick shout out to both of our wives too, because we do a lot of stuff that we're away, and we got a lot going on. And your wife Donna and my wife Krista, you know, they allow us to do the things that we do, and I don't know if many people know what a sacrifice a coach's wife has, and family, like your two daughters, Abby and Sammy, and the support that they have for the program too. You know, we gotta say something about them, because without them too, you know, that it would be hard to do what we do.
You're exactly right, Danny. It makes it tough sometimes, and we try to balance it and make sure we're not missing anything family-wise, but they are so supportive, and I know yours is as well, and I can't be any more thankful, for my wife and kids and my brothers and sisters, yeah, and everybody along the way who's been supporting me through this. And you know, I know sometimes it seems selfish that, you know, I'm missing team or family meals here and there or what have you, but I do my best to make up for it, y'all. And I know that they knew what they were getting into when Krista met you and Donna met me.
That's right.
So it was no surprise. And so, you know, again, I can't thank either one of them enough.
Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up our final podcast here on the Cougar Wrap. Again, the Cougars end the season at 24-5, number 3 in the nation. Just a great, phenomenal season. And just I'm looking forward to next year when we do these podcasts. So, for Dan Alvarez and Steve Ellis, this is our final Cougar Wrap. We'll catch you all next year.